Bagunguice.
Talakayang may kakaibang pananaw. Tara, kape tayo. Kape, kakaibang perspektibo.
Oras na po para sa ating kape o kakaibang perspektibo. Ako po si Betsy Enriquez at kasama pa rin natin si
Gian Librojo. At may makakasama tayo ngayon sa ating pagtingin ng isang aspeto ng media, ang pseudoscience content tulad na lang ng astrology at feng shui sa media tuwing nagbabago ang taon.
Ang atin pong panauhin ay mula sa UP Department of Anthropology. Naging guest na natin siya dati, di ba? No? Okay. Magandang umaga po, Professor Felipe Hocano Jr.
Magandang umaga din po.
Ma'am Happy Betsy. New Year po.
Happy New Year po. Happy na po New Year na rin.
Okay. Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, isang bagay na talagang interesado ang maraming tao. No? Yes, sa totoo lang, hindi ito nawawala sa dyaryo, ang daming websites na meron ito, sa TV lalo na sa mga morning shows, di ba? Pinag-uusapan ito palagi, ano? Uh-huh. Kahit nasabihin mo pang, hindi naman totoo yan eh, ganun. Uh-huh. Pero aminin, maraming interesado, di ba? At kayo kahit na tayo tinatawan-tawanan natin, nagbabasa din tayo niyan paminsan-minsan, di ba? Para lang maaliw o kaya sabihin natin, baka naman totoo. Gusto ko ngang malaman, ano ba talaga to, no? Tanong ko nga, Prof Hocano, saan ba nag-umpisa ang itong mga ganitong uri ng pag-iisip, itong mga systems of thought na to, yung astrology, yung feng shui, yung astrology nga may western, may eastern pa.
Nga po eh. Well, yung ano po, kung titignan po natin yung kasaysayan ng astrology, yung tinatawag nating western astrology ngayon, ay ang roots niya is actually in Babylon.
Okay.
And that's one. Yung isang major root niya is in Babylon. Yung mga astrologers were actually, yung original na astrologers were actually not just, ano, hindi lang sila magpe-predict ng future eh.
Okay.
They were also astronomers. At ang unang gamit ng astrology was actually fixing yung probability ng change ng season to as exact a time as possible kasi very important yan for the agriculture.
Yes.
And since nakatali ang agricultural practice doon sa religious rituals nila, nakatali ang festival at ang change ng season. In other words, ang worldview noon, isang unitary system.
Okay, yes.
Ang isa pa din ng ugat din nito is in Egypt, even more so, kasi yung civilization nila developed along the Nile. Kailangan nila masabi with a closest degree of certainty possible for their time kung kailan babaha ang Nile para mapaghandaan na ng farmers yung irrigation.
Okay.
And then you had also similar practice among the Greeks and Romans. In fact, yung ating astrological symbols na alam natin from the West are derived from originally Greek mythology.
Right.
And even then, alam mo, we tend to think of maybe just the 12 astrological animals. But ngayon, may nag-propose na dagdagan pang 13, the serpent of Yucos. Hindi pa siya masyadong popular, although pinopose yan ng ibang astrologers.
Bakit naman?
Well, for some reason siguro din, yung they feel na hindi kulang yung 12-month calendar kasi ang calendar na ginagamit natin, which is also a product of astrological, original astrology, it's a curious thing eh. The Gregorian calendar ginagamit natin is based on the solar cycles.
Right?
Now, yung solar cycles are also important part of originally astrological practice.
Okay.
Siyempre kasi the setting, the trajectory of the sun across the sky over the year, very important in agriculture.
Right.
Pero, nakakabit din doon ang isa pang calendar called the lunar calendar, yung 28-month cycle. So, yung current practice na ginagamit natin is a combination of two.
Okay.
And I'm talking about yung ginagamit natin for everyday uses.
Right.
Wala pa yung pagkakabit natin ng mga trying to determine the future, the fates, etc. So, yung gusto din mag-iba na ma-reconcile ito, magdagdag daw ng serpent of Yucos.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So far, wala pang, hindi pa siya nagiging popular. So far, hindi pa kumakalat. But it's being talked about.
Okay.
Right? Then you have the Eastern versions.
Yes.
Next thing, ang pinaka-well-known is, of course, China.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the animals na ginagamit are a different variety, mm-hmm, and yung astrological symbols are different.
Oo.
Mm-hmm. And in the Chinese methodology, so makikita mo doon, ano yung isang commonality ng Eastern and Western methodology, halos parang psychological stereotyping or profiling ang ginagamit ng mga symbols na ito. With the Chinese, may additional na filter pa yan, na-interpret yan according to the five elements.
Yes.
So, nakikita mo to ngayon sa mga early morning programs, yung ito ang kapalaran mo according to the Western astrological system.
Minimary
at
na
ito,
nila.
yung kabanggit din doon, ang parallel na kapalaran mo according to the Chinese.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Ang hindi pa natin masyadong nakikilala is the Indian version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Paano and, naman yun?
And ito, yun ang medyo complicated. Pati ako din, hindi ko rin pa masyadong gamay yun. No? So
okay.
I can't speak with authority. But from what I understand, in India, at least, they take this very, very seriously kasi this is part of the Vedic practice.
Yes, yes.
So much so that in some universities, you have an entire academic department.
Oh, talaga?
Well, apparently, it's considered more holistic than what we think of this today. And that brings us to the contemporary versions ng astrology, in which nalilabel natin because of our Western scientific point of view na pseudoscience. Kasi hindi nga siya, well, coming from a strictly materialist perspective, hindi siya talaga useful as a predictive science. Compared to, let's say, you know, things like the natural sciences.
Right.
And yet, ang problem din is because once natanggal na siya from its previous connection with all other aspects of thinking, na-reduce talaga siya to a pseudoscience, as we call it today.
Pero sa totoo lang, ang sa kanyang original na pag-iisip ay nakakabit siya dun sa scientific practices to try to predict the seasons, di ba?
Yung original purpose po niya.
At saka meron talaga siyang function. Dahil kailangan mong malaman kailan mag-i-irrigate ng mga farms, ng farmlands, etc. No? Para ma-predict mo nga naman din. Yung financial security din ng isang ekonomiya, no?
I think yun din po ang unang silbi din po ng astrology. Pag may bagong taon na parating, gusto ng tao din na ma-reduce yung uncertainty.
Yes. Yun.
So, may ano siya, may cultural, of course, at saka yung personal significance. Gusto mo makontrol kung ano yung outcome. Kaya po yung sinusundan ganito, ganyan. And why we also find the humor in that.
Pero tsaka para siguro may psychological function din siya, di ba? Kung pag sinabi nung prediction sa iyo na, "Hay, nako, you will have a new love this year," mga ganyan, no? O kaya you will have financial security. Syempre ganado ka, di ba? So, yun ito yata hinahanap ng iba, no?
Ang hindi pa ho natin ginagawa eh na-localize natin within the university halimbawa, no?
Uh-oh. Yung
somebody with a sense of humor magpo-post ng horoscope. For ganito ang sign mo and you will get this many units in CRS this year.
Mas mahirap yata yun.
Kaya may limitation din po yan.
Oo, kasi kapag meron ng hula ng ganyan at hindi nangyari, sira ang credibility, di ba? So tayo dito sa Pilipinas, gano'n natin tinanggap itong mga worldviews na ito?
Well, yung kukunti pa lang alam natin doon sa paggamit po nito, yung original yung gamit ng astrology noong yung pre-Hispanic period. Okay? Ang closest po natin is not even actually strictly speaking astrology, but rather yung mga folk astronomical almanacs. Very usong-uso po ito para sa mga magsasaka at mangingisda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yung talagang yung food producers natin. Mula noong early part ng 20th century. Ito yung mga almanake.
Okay.
May makikita pa rin po tayo nito. May sample po nito ng mga sinaunang almanake. I think sa Project Gutenberg na ka-upload. Mm. Diba dito? It's on PDF file. Napaka-fascinating basahin ng dokumento kasi ito ang kalendaryo, ang seasons, mm-hmm. ang tides, mm-hmm. at sa ibang almanake, ito yung fascinating po. Merong sinaunang paniwala na merong nakatira sa ilalim ng lupa. Okay. Isang higanting, minsan yung tawag doon, crocodile,
yes,
o
yes.
buaya, o di kaya yung katumbas ng dragon. Umiikot-ikot siya, ang orientasyon niya sa bawat ikot ng ano siglo.
Okay.
Tapos, kung saan umiikot siya, kung nakatapat doon ang bunganga niya, yung uso niya, doon lalabas yung malas.
Ah, ganun.
Kung saan nakatapat yung buntot, doon dadala ang swerte.
Mm.
It's a very old folk belief. Common po siya sa buong rehiyon ng Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Right? Yung ito. Now, karinig po ako ng description na ito kasi apparently yung rotation na ito pwede rin ma-compute sa mga nakakaalam maliban lang sa yearly, monthly, weekly, pati daily cycle. Oh. Sa halimbawa, may kaibigan ako na ano siya, katutubo.
Okay.
Yakan siya. Although yumaon na siya matagal na ho. And minsan, pinaliwanag niya po sa akin ito. Kung bakit minsan, magkikita kami, minsan mas maaga siya, minsan mas huli siya.
Okay.
Eh, wala itong kinalaman sa Filipino time, ha?
Oh, okay.
O yung pala, ganito. Okay. Ito pala yun. Yung dahil bihasa siya sa mga ganitong kaalaman, na iko-compute niya kung kailan pwedeng lumabas ng bahay, kung anong oras na mas magandang lumabas ng bahay at pumunta doon sa pupuntahan bago ka maabutan ng pag-ikot ng itong higanting buwaya.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh.
So, ibig sabihin doon, pag nakaalis ka, before or after that particular time frame, ligtas ka sa mga aksidente. Na pwede mangyari sa'yo.
Okay, okay.
So, na-fascinate po ako dun at tinatanong ko siya kung paano to na iikot. Sabi niya, pinaliwag niya sa akin na umiikot talaga yan. Mm-hmm. Kailangan kabisaduhin mo lang kung ano yung cycle for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, pagkakumpara mo dito sa mga almanake na namana natin mula noong 20th century, mukhang yung mga almanake na nabanggit ko po ito, mas ano pa siya. Nakaugat pa sa matagal pa na yung mas sinauna pang katutubong kaalaman.
Okay?
And then, meron pa tayong mga, hindi ko pa natignan kung paano na itutugma ito, pero meron isang publikasyon, si Professor Dante Ambrosio, tungkol sa ethno-astronomy.
Ang
ganda po yan, kasi published po ng UP Press. Iba ho ang pangalan ng mga constellations sa langit. Hindi po uso yung mga yung western. Hindi po natin alam pero may ibang pangalan po ito at may kinalaman din po ulit sa agrikultura.
Laging yun ano, agrikultura talaga.
Laging umuwi din po doon.
At
ito pa rin po kasi nabanggit din po ng tatay ko nung nagawa niya yung aaral sa folk medicine sa Bahi, Laguna. Ganito ang pagtanaw din ng mga mangingisda. Kung ano yung constellation o kung ano yung mga bituin na umiikot doon sa... Minamasdan nila gabi-gabi.
Okay.
O kaya madaling araw, mga alas 4 pag lumalaot. Halimbawa daw, pag yung nakikita na ang itong planeta o itong bituin sa ganitong punto, doon sa langit, ito na yung oras na pwede mangisda sa ganitong parte ng Manila Bay. O ng Laguna de Bay.
Okay.
So, iikot-ikot yan, hindi nakafix ang lugar. Sinusundan nila yung siglo kasi that is when alam po nila kung saan nandun yung mga isda. Sumusunod din na naitatrack nila po ang kilos, yung movement po ng mga isda, kung saan napapadpad po yung mga planeta at yung mga bituin.
May connection kaya sa liwanag na ibinibigay ng mga bituin sa kung saan pumupunta yung mga isda?
May hindi po natin matitiyak pa yun. Alam ko po may connection din po siya kasi referring to a cycle. But that would be more I think mas madaling mapaliwanag pa yun ng mga biologist.
Naghahanap kasi ako ng scientific explanation.
I'm sure meron po yan kasi seasonal ang cycle din po ng migration ng mga isda eh. And ang laki din po ng Laguna, di ba? So, mga pag-iikot-ikutan din po yan. And I'm sure meron po yan. And I'm sure nakakonect din po yan. And ito na lang sabi ng father ko. Ang indigenous knowledge natin is very, very empirical.
Yes.
Naka-based talaga siya doon sa first-hand na nakukuha mong information from the environment. But ang manner of interpretation, it's not always the same as Western science.
Yun,
But ang importante po dito is that it has to produce results. Otherwise, like in the Western scientific tradition, kung hindi gumagana ang modelo, mapapalitan mo yan.
Yes. Sasabihin mong pseudoscience. Diba? Pwede kayang buhayin natin uli yung mga ano na yan, yung mga metodong yan?
Kung ano po natin, babibigyan po natin siya ng bagong anyo, bagong pagteteorya, at yung bagong gamit sa konteksto. So, bakit po hindi?
Oo, sana, no?
Ginagawa na rin po natin sa katutubong panggagamot.
Oo nga.
So, bakit po hindi kaya dito?
Kasi
mabigyan po natin, maikabit ulit natin sa isang mas malawakang pang sistemang kaalaman. Para hindi natin masasabing pseudoscience, pero actually based upon empiricism, practical rule of thumb knowledge.
Ganyan din po kasi yung modelo na ginagamit natin sa DRRM, yung ating community-based knowledge. Na,
yes. Doon sa DRM is the
disaster risk.
Disaster risk reduction management. Because indigenous knowledge has to be tapped. It's a major component.
Parang hindi pa natin gaanong nasasakyan nito yung mga nandito sa mga urban areas eh, di ba? Talagang dapat nating maintindihan ito kasi hindi lang sila hindi lang para sa kanila kundi para rin sa atin, di ba? Kasi isang bayan naman ang ating tinitirhan, di ba? So lahat naman tayo pare-parehong epekto sa atin. So anyway, so nakakatuwa lang isipin na ang lahat ng ito ay pinag-ugatan nung nung astrology, no? At parang humiwalay na yata yung pagkakaintindi natin yung astrology ngayon kaysa doon sa original function niya o yung mga ancient functions niya, no?
Yes, well, syempre ang malaking bagay din po doon yung entry, yung growth and development of the Western science, lalo na yung logical positivist approach.
Yes.
So, hinahanapan din natin today ng material explanation. But some of these, yung effectivity ng iba dito, might not even be sa material side, but rather yung psychological.
Yun, ang sinasabi ko.
Lalo, yes ma'am, kasi lalo pa po, isang magaling, yung isang psychoanalyst, si Carl Jung.
Okay.
Talagang sinasaliksik niya ito kasi tinitignan niya to yung mga astrological symbols as actually psychological stereotypes or what they call archetypes.
Archetypes,
And although yung problem lang that many see with his model ng archetypes is ano yung exact manner of transmission. But to think of these things as profiles instead of just simply or instead of just yung fixed na yung predictors of your outcome, that's a different story na.
Parang sigurong, ewan ko kung tama, ano, pero pwede rin natin ipaliwanag sa kung bakit ang maraming tao ay naniniwala sa lumikha sa poong may kapal o sa Diyos, no? Kung iba-ibang tawag natin. No? Merong pangailangang, parang there's a need to believe in something bigger. Because marami tayong hindi maipaliwanag pa rin hanggang ngayon sa ating buhay. At so, sa paghahanap natin ng paliwanag ay wala tayong makita kundi iyon, ano? So, merong ganong pangangailangan ang maraming tao, no? So, pwede kaya yun na ganun din ang paliwanag dito?
I think ganun din po talaga yun. We look for something transcendent.
Yes.
Ang nakakatawa din po dito, even scientists look for something transcendent.
Okay, so what do they find?
Science. I alam ko ma'am, it sounds so circular po. Pero ganito po yan, kasi kung susubaybayan po natin yung mga sinulat katulad ng halimbawa, one of the most well-known atheists and skeptics, si Richard Dawkins. And talagang anti-theology siya. But what is this transcendent thing that he believes in?
What?
Biology.
Biology, life,
science.
Yes.
The empirical world itself. For him, mm-hmm. that holds already enough of that sense of wonder that he doesn't need religion, he doesn't need astrology.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. May isa rin pong scientist, biologist rin po, yung yumaong si Stephen Jay Gould.
Okay? Uh-huh.
Ganon din po siya, kanyang pananaw.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing po naman is that many other scientists going that route in examining the material world fall back upon the faith that they first learned when they were young. Because that also provides another kind of, ika nga eh, parang, ang ganda ng terminology, parang architecture ba, to explain the universe.
Okay, okay.
And so you have, I don't know how many in what degree of representation in terms of numbers, but you have scientists who don't feel the need for anything transcendent, you don't feel the need for God.
Okay.
And scientists who feel the need for God.
Uh-huh.
And they're both equally good and brilliant and exceptional scientists in their fields.
Okay.
Somebody else said, may isa kong na-encounter po na writing ng isang neurologist, working together with anthropologists. Ano po?
Mm-hmm.
Ang kanyang take on this is that yung need for something transcendent, something beyond us, ika nga daw eh hardwired already into... human evolutionary process.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And it may have been a way of sustaining yung survival natin.
Aha, yes.
Years. Because then you need guidelines for behavior. So while I found this modeling interesting, I'm also looking around to see kung how do other people see it and ano pang ibang evidence that could be argued for and against it. But it's something intriguing po. It seems to have been hardwired into us from the beginning.
Siguro the sense of purpose also, no? Parang
yes, kasama din po yun. Kaya nga yung may punto din po, yung famous na scientist, si Blaise Pascal, yung sabi niya po, within every man is a God-shaped vacuum. Medyo paraphrase po yan.
Okay.
The need to find something outside yourself.
Yeah. Ako, ang layo ng inabot ng ating diskusyon, ano? Nag-umpisa tayo sa astrology. Oo. Ang layo ng inabot natin. Balik tayo sa astrology. Okay. Kasi ang interest namin ni Gian is kung paano talagang ang mga dyaryo, ang mga websites, ang mga programa, eto na yata talaga halos araw-araw ang laman, ano? And I think this will go on until early February pag kick-in ng Chinese New Year, diba, no? So parang ang ibig ipahiwati yata nito talagang napaka-interesante ang ang astrology sa ating mga kababayan, no?
Well, lalo na ho sa panahon natin ngayon, within the last decade, starting from the 2000s onward, the last few, 1.5 decades na ho. Kailan ba ho talaga tayong maayos-ayos ang ekonomiya natin?
Ayun.
90s?
Oo nga naman. Oo, diba? Oo.
Pero early 2000s, we've already had several economic ups and downs.
Yes.
Mostly, a lot of downs.
A lot of downs, yeah.
So, yung minsan, yung in the midst of uncertainty,
uh-huh.
and talagang people are looking now for other ways to...
To be positive, to remain optimistic.
Para makalma lang sila.
Oo.
And, you know, the popular media also seizes on this. And then, of course, you have the magigain din po ng viewership and readership with the way
of course, ratings are important.
Yes. But although probably the bigger stories contribute to the ratings, but this is also one of those one of the smaller bits that contributes to that.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, things come together. Ganitong uncertainty natin, nagkakaroon din ng interest. And this has been napapansin din po ito sa ibang kultura around the world din. Kung kailan may uncertainty yung mga ganito, halimbawa, in a period sa US, nung nagkaroon ng matinding uncertainty tungkol sa mangyayari sa year, 2012 was it? Nagkaroon ng yung popular na palitan tungkol sa Mayan calendar.
Mag-e-enda
daw ang Mayan calendar. Ito bang end of the world?
December 21.
2012. So, may lumabas pa ng popular movie, nagtatanong around the world, totoo ba to? Nobody thought to ask the Mayans. Yung Descendants of the Mayans, ha?
Oo, talaga.
Until tinanong sila, no? So, medyo galit din po sila sa popular media set. So, what is the significance of the end of this calendar to your people?
Oh.
Ah, we just have to make a new one. That's it.
Patay tayo. Oo nga naman.
Bigla na lang na tumigil yan. But in the meantime, bumenta yung movie.
Diba? So may mga nakinabang.
May nakinabang din po yun. So sometimes yung mga ganitong bagay, this comes together.
Di ba para ding ano tayo, mahilig tayong mag-abang ng mga impending doom.
Yeah.
Nung mga Armageddon. Ganyan, di ba? Armageddon. Mm-hmm. No? Parang ang hilig nating mag-anticipate ng ganyan.
Again, in a time of uncertainty about the future natin as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder kung merong na gumawa ng study to prove or disprove yung connection nito. You'll have to bear with me on this.
Oo, sige,
kung ma-prove or disprove ang connection ng surge ng interest ito tuwing nagkakaroon tayo ng eleksyon.
Palagay ko tama ka.
Kasi yung eleksyon, during tuwing naglalapit ang mga eleksyon, biglang usap-usapan na naman ang mga issue at mga economy and the way the stories are phrased are sometimes, you know, yung napoprovoke ng uncertainty.
So,
meron din kayang may correlation kaya ang interest natin dito sa pagpapalapit ng ating national election. Lalo na mainit-init ngayon ng diskusyon, di ba?
Posible. At saka pagka ganitong umpisa ng taon, talagang pati yung mga astrological charts ng ating mga leading politicians, di ba? Talaga very interesting reading material yan, di ba?
Pero ang nakakatuwa din po, minsan din mag-tune in ako sa early news program. Naabutan ko yung astrology. Pinapakinggan ko. Ano kayang sasabihin niya?
Okay.
Alam niyo po, pag sinusuri niyo ng maigi ko, anong sinasabi nun? A lot of it are generalizations.
Yes. Oo. Diba?
Pero they can be tweaked. They can be tweaked to look to sound specific.
Mga wordsmith kasi din sila eh.
Halimbawa, magkakaroon ng bagong love team sa showbiz, ganito, ganyan.
Eh, lagi namang lagi may bago.
Yun nga
diba?
Po eh.
Lagi namang may bago eh.
Lagi may bagong love team.
Or magkakaroon ng malakas na bagyo.
Parating naman malakas na bagyo.
ang
even funnier is yung mga retrospective na predictions. Dahil pagkatapos ng pangyayari ng isang disaster, biglang may nagsasabi, ay na-predict ko na yan last year.
Oo nga.
Ay, thank you.
Ay nako, interesting po yung ating pinag-uusapan at may nabanggit po si Professor Hocano na marami siyang mga natanggap na mga comments mula sa mga kaibigan at kapwa anthropologists, no? Pag-usapan po natin yan pag babalik po ng ating palatuntunan. Sa ngayon po ay pakinggan muna natin ang ilang paalala. Halika na makinig sa ang oras sa DZUP at buong kapuluan, alas 8:30 ng umaga.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Post ni crush. Like pa rin.
PM ni crush.
I am agad.
Ma!
Palike-like ka na lang. Kailan mo pa huling sinagot ang tawag ni mommy? Show how much you like your mom.
Ma!
Make time for mom. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Bagong gising!
Nagbabalik po tayo sa ating pagkakape o kakaibang perspektibo. Kasama pa rin po natin sa ating palatuntunan ng ating panauhin na si Professor Felipe Hocano Jr. mula sa UP Department of Anthropology. Prof. Hocano, meron kang nabanggit kanina na marami kang mga natanggap na mga sagot o mga comments sa iyong... may blog ka ba? O?
Ay, hindi ho.
Ah, okay.
May nakita lang po ako kasi sa Facebook na nirepost ko.
Oo.
Kaya na-repost ko siya kasi nakakaaliw din to.
Oo.
Considering po na palapit na 2016.
Oo.
Somebody posted this from another country ito.
Oo.
Yung horoscope for the year daw.
Oh, sige. Yan. Okay.
Aries, the stars and planets will not affect your life in any way.
Okay.
Taurus, the stars and planets will not affect your life in any way. Gemini, sa buong astrological the stars and planets will not affect your life in any way.
Oh, naman. So parang ano 'yan? Parang ninenegate niya.
Oo. And yung mga kaibigan kong iba, may mga kakatuwa ding humor din mga kaibigan ko. May isa nagsabi, wrong, Star Wars already has affected your life.
Oo nga naman.
May isa naman po, nagsabi naman, mali ka dyan. Because sabi niya, one star is responsible for a lot of things that affects our daily life. The sun.
Oo nga naman, that's a star.
The moon is responsible for the tides. Ganon. Yes. Tapos, Google daw, seasonal affective disorder for an example.
Oh, yes. Nang sad, no?
Oo, yung may changes ng season. And nakakatawa din yung mga ganitong discussion kasi yung nagpalit-palitan yung conversation thread. Kasi nga din po, may punto din po yung friend ko eh.
Na
that's one significant star that affects us. Yung sun.
Right, of course.
But
no?
it also brings us back nung nabanggit natin sa umpisa po, talakayan natin. At yung original purpose ng astrology was actually for agricultural.
Yes, diba?
It was meant for food, to help with the food production by keeping track of the seasons, tracking down yung changes, at trying to fix it to the quickest possible time. Pero over time, nag-evolve siya for other uses like determining your personal fate. Doon na nagkakatalo na ngayon with contemporary science.
Tapos ang usually ang inaabangan ng mga tao, yung mga mahilig talaga sa astrology, yung yung kanilang financial security or magiging financial issues nila sa darating na taon.
Mm-mm.
Yung kanilang love life, yung mga yan, no? Nako, Diyos ko, hindi ko na yung binabasa. Doon na lang ako sa financial security. diba? Tapos yung mga family, yung mga ganyan, no? Yung mga ganito. Mm-mm. Kasi yun siguro talaga yung mga uncertainties natin na nararamdaman natin. Mm-mm. Kaya yun ang hinahanapan mo lang. Kahit na nga alam mong hindi totoo yun eh, diba? Parang it gives you comfort to read it. Diba? Psychological nga.
Pero mama, may contrast din po yan if you look at the Chinese astrological.
Okay.
No? Yung in their system, the year that you were born, katulad din sa Western system, the year that you were born, meron kang predisposition already, psychological.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? But unlike the Western system, the cycle of the elements for that year may further refinement pa ng basic personality type mo.
Mm-mm.
And this one, malaking bagay to in the traditional culture in matchmaking. Kung sa pag-aasawa.
Oo.
Ito bang personality bagay ba ito dito sa iyo? And you know, I have some friends, older friends within the Filipino-Chinese community who told me that privately within their community, meron pa rin ganitong folk knowledge hanggang ngayon.
Hanggang ngayon, may iral pa rin yan.
Huwag mong pakasalan yan. Yan mo yun. Tignan mo ang personalidad niya. She's a fire horse. Masyado siyang matapang. Ikaw, you are a water. Ma-overcome ka niya. You'll turn into steam. Parang ganun.
So
that was very fascinating kasi napaka-elaborate po na sistema yan ng kaalaman.
Naku, horse ako ha. According to the Chinese calendar, kaya daw ako naninipa daw ako.
Ako po daw ay dragon.
Po ay boar 1995.
Ito ha, kita mo malalaman niyo to rin. Nagbabasa din ako. Ano daw, you will always have material comfort. Tama ba 'yon? Diba?
Kasi masaya 'yun.
Yung boar, no? Kasi daw boar symbolizes plenty, food, ganyan, no? So yan, ako nakakatawa. Pero anyway, but meron pa tong mga ibang ano yan, extend pa to sa iba't ibang mga nakatutuwang pinahahalagahan ng mga tao ng mga belief systems gaya ng kulay.
Mm-mm.
O di ba meron na tayo ngayong inaabangang Pantone Color of the Year. Eh, ano ba ang basihan yun? Yan? Diba? Pero I've always wondered, ano ba basihan yan? Diba? May connection pa ba yan sa astrology or ano? Diba?
I think yung ano siya, again, galing siya sa Western popular knowledge. Mm-hmm. That yung, alam ko to, even growing up noon ng 60s and 70s, meron ng kumakalat din na yung parang pang... Mm-hmm. Kula yung color and mood.
Okay.
Tapos ang uso pa nga noon yung tawag nilang mood rings na
yes.
Pag nag-change yung ano mood mo, nagpapalit din yung kulay ng bato doon sa ring. Actually, ang basis ng change doon is more like yung chemical changes sa skin mo kapag may and among other things.
Okay.
I mean, some materials can be very sensitive to that.
Oh.
But you know, yung when it comes to color and mood and all these other things, the only closest alam kong scientific and practical use for that was the impact of the color pink.
Yeah.
That's a visual sensory system. Mm-mm. Apparently, yung pink nagka-calm down sa tao.
Oh, yun nga daw.
So, sa ibang police department sa US, inexperimentohan nila to. Pag meron silang violent prisoner or, halimbawa, lasing na makulit, lalagay siya sa pink room.
Okay.
Pink room. 5 minutes, kalmado na.
Totoo?
that's what I found out.
Okay.
Whereas, for instance, black is a more aggressive color.
Mm-mm.
So, yung mga ibang teams na sports teams na gusto nilang magpasikat na agresibo sila, they'll put in an element of black in the uniform.
The uniform.
So, bawa in football. New Zealand got there ahead of everyone. They called themselves the New Zealand Blacks.
Mm. Okay.
And they also build on their Maori warrior culture.
Yes.
So, nagtutugma-tugma yan.
Yung
mga ganon. But I think ito, mukhang galing ito sa, again, it's more of Western popular knowledge. At
yes.
Nakakalat din po kasi around the world because of ang bilis din ng media.
Internet media.
That's why that Pantone Color of the Year, I think this is para more elaborate version of this kind of folk knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And I call it folk knowledge din po. Kasi even though we're talking here about a Western urbanized version ng folk knowledge.
Pwede ba natin itong i-ugnay sa, o siguro gamitin natin parang analytic tool ang political economy, no? For example, kung let's say, ano ba ang color of the year ngayon?
Mm-mm.
Pink daw ba?
Pink or blue?
Yung Serenity blue.
Serenity
and baby blue, no? Parang yung
and Serenity and Rose.
And Rose Quartz. Okay. At yung Serenity ay akala ko malapit sa baby blue, no?
Mm-hmm.
Baby blue and Rose Quartz. Okay. So anong kaya ang epekto nito sa industriya ng tela, damit, yung mga ganyan at kung ano-ano pa, no? At saka pintura siguro at
posible. Well, syempre, kung ito ang nagiging color of the year, naturally, yung consumer choices, there'll be a sector sa mga consumers who will go for this because susunod sila sa mga ganitong pauso. I'm sure may economic impact din yun.
Right.
Pero unless we also do a longitudinal study for 1 year, titignan natin, just see the numbers and see anong significance ng effect nito over our economy. Makikita po natin yung hard data on this one. But I'm sure na meron din po yan, if only sa consumer choices and preference.
Right.
And of course, what the merchants will also try to sell.
Right.
Ang sa totoo lang din po, one of the things that affects po yung color of the year,
right,
so-called, and that's why may predictor dito, actually has also been the fashion industry.
Yes.
Ang talagang mahilig talaga yung tutukon talaga yung kulay and very detailed attention to color and fabric. It's the fashion industry and whatever the leaders are saying, this is what we want for this year.
Syempre,
may sumusunod na trend.
Nag-aabang talaga yung marami na ano kaya uso ngayon, ano kaya ang magandang kulay, ganun. Syempre nga naman para gumiling ang kapitalismo, kailangan patuloy kang bumili, di ba?
Halimbawa po, there was a time na ang yellow was the power color.
Oh, ah, talaga? Uh-huh. Because of ano ba? May impluwensya bang politika dyan?
Hindi po. Ang iba po to was in, ito pa to sa pop culture and fashion.
Uh-huh.
Yung yellow was the power color of the year at the uh-huh. time. Ilang years na ito nakaraan. And ang una doon syempre sa men's fashion, yellow ties.
Yellow tie, okay.
Pero yung shade ng yellow niya was done in such a way na maganda yung contrast doon sa usual black na suit.
Okay.
All of a sudden, okay pala ang kombinasyon. Mm-mm. White shirt, black suit or gray suit and a yellow tie.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly naging uso, it was the power uso. Color and okay. then nag-reflect din sa women's business uh-oh. Fashion.
Uh-huh. So, mm-hmm.
okay. Then there was the time that black is the new yellow or baliktad ba yun? Black was the power color of the year. Ayan, all black na lang ngayon.
Or orange is the new black. Parang ganun.
Things like those. And you know, yung minsan, itong mga inaabang, they seem to be variants sa Panathim. Yes, of course. Mm-mm. May benta ka ng damit. May benta ka ng that's idea. Right. May benta ka ng sense of appeal to status.
Uh-oh.
It translates into dollars and pesos.
Mm. Pero yun ba, of course tayo nakikita natin ano, kung ano yung mga economic motives ng mga nagpapauso nito. Pero ito ba, meron din siyang basihan na gaya ng astrology?
Hindi ko na matitiyak po yan kung katulad din siya sa astrology. But yung since na-bring up po natin yung parallelism, di napaka, di na po na parang, mm-mm. it's like astrology in that sense. Hindi naman, it doesn't have to be something grounded in a material reality, kung physical reality.
Mm-mm.
But there's another kind of reality it's grounded on, and this one is culture. Cultural realities din po natin. As well as yung kung ano yung product ng historical realities din po natin. And that's a totally no less real, but it's also,
right.
Diba? Even if it's not really that tangible po.
And
I'm sure that yung parallelism to astrology is worth
exploring
din po.
Sige.
Kasi ang tinitignan po natin, ano yung long-term impact nito? Kung sino ang kayang mag-manipulate ng symbols.
Yes.
In a very, very powerful position.
Who has the voice owns reality.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Ganon, defines reality.
Let's go back a bit backward to history.
Sige.
Kilala po natin ang mga scientists like si Newton.
Newton.
Mm-hmm. He's an astronomer. But what many people forget that he was also the official court astrologer for the king
that's
of
right.
England at the time.
I didn't know.
Many of these scientists were also the court astrologers. Uh-huh. And remember, yung science at yung knowledge at the time was not strictly compartmentalized.
Holistic.
Yung tinatawag na natin so-called today Renaissance man, somebody who could do a lot of things. It was simply because all of what they knew, pwede mong malagay dito in a book, in a series of books about this long and this table, and nababasa mo lahat yan in one lifetime. That was possible.
At saka nakikita mo lahat ng connection.
Today, because of so much information, na kailangan by necessity, kailangan compartmentalize mo. You cannot hope to master all of them.
Yes.
But think about this din po. These scientists had an impact upon the political figures of their time because they held the knowledge. Because of their work then.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, katulad din ngayon, whoever has the capacity to influence the interpretation of the symbols has a very powerful voice.
Right. And that's why the media is, rightly or wrongly, whether you're happy about it or not, is considered very powerful today. Yes, no?
You take a look din po, alimbawa, at the more well-known astrologers today.
Okay.
At least one of them I know of owns a restaurant in the pricier section of Makati.
Parang alam ko yata kung sino yan.
Na amuse ako dun sa isang write-up na nabasa ko na susundan daw yung linya niyong swerte. And I'm not sure if the writer of this feature was talagang binibuild up ng friend niya or he was being sarcastic.
Okay.
There's that kind of tone. Okay, are you... paano kayong interpret to? But... he cast this horoscope. Sabi daw, yung lines of chi, yung energy, this is using Chinese method.
Yeah.
Yung positive energy are running along the street. Sunod sila, nag-motorcade sila.
Okay.
They turn in here, dito. So, naikot. They form a pattern around the Makati area and ended up at this astrologer's restaurant.
Wow!
Where they had their
They have their meals.
Their New Year. Yung their Chinese New Year dinner.
Okay, okay.
So yung sinasabi na, of course, you end up at the restaurant. Ako naman, na binabasa ko, okay.
How self-serving naman.
Sabi ko, astrology can be delicious.
Ayan. Yes. Wouldn't it be interesting to see whether itong mga lumalabas na mga astrologers on the beginning of the year, meron kayang, maganda kayang i-matrix natin at kumpara lahat ng mga sinasabi nila kung merong similarities. Meron na bang gumawa niyan?
Wala akong alam pa, but you know, that would be a very nice study for Pinoy pop culture.
Oo, diba?
Tapos i-compare mo at the end of the year
kung
ano yung comments nila from the end of the year and the beginning of the year.
Uh-oh.
What happened in between.
Yeah.
But that would be make for a very interesting study din sa ano, Pinoy pop culture, especially through media.
At saka tignan natin how specific they were at i-track natin. May nagkatotoo ba?
Ayun.
Sa kanila sa kanilang mga prediction, di ba? Meron bang na hindi something that is already not already part of the predictable.
Mm-mm.
Like yung lagi namang may bagong love team, lagi namang may malakas na bagyo, no? Pero meron ba silang sinabing specific na nagkatotoo?
Ayun. And what were the chances of that happening?
Uh-oh.
And could there other factors that cause it to come to be eliminated?
Aha.
Nga, 'di ba? Yung we want to make it rigorous. Could it be accounted for by anything else?
Oh nga.
Applying Occam's razor to the approach.
Baka may ibang factors, no?
No, na pumasok po kaya nagkaganyan 'yan.
Ano pa ba sinabi ng mga kaibigan
mo? Well, yun na lang po yun yung kanina. They were having fun at that post po.
Kasi nga naman nakakatuwang isipin na meron naman pala talagang star, no?
O
between.
Ba't
talaga namang direct may direct effect sa atin? Sa totoo lang eh.
Yung araw.
hindi lang kaunti.
Major.
Major talaga ang effect niya.
Without it, there will be no life.
Period.
Not the life that we know of today.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi yun din yung konsepto din natin ng life. No? Kasi limited din tayo sa kung anong natin, alam nating life.
Dito.
Malay ba natin may ibang perspective ng life sa ibang planeta, di ba? So nakakatuwa. May tanong ka ba, Gian?
Opo. Napag-aralan ko po kasi sa CAS 120 ni Dr. Bolinao po. Pinag-aralan po namin yung mga constellation. Nabanggit niyo po na meron po tayong constellation dito sa Pilipinas, sa mga Jama Mapun meron. Pero meron po ba tayong sarili nating na maihahalin tulad natin sa mga zodiac sign tsaka sa Chinese na year signs o year animals?
Yun ang maliban dun sa nabanggit ko na yung ginamit sa almanake.
Mm-hmm.
Yan yung parang
higanting buwaya.
Or ang tawag nga din sa ibang mitolohiya natin, bakunawa.
The
dragon.
Yung
dragon po. Maliban pa doon, hindi ko masigurado na meron tayong ganun. And I think yun yung magandang yung work ni inumpisahan ng pananaliksik ni Dr. Ambrosio.
Yes.
Kasi that should lead us, meron pa ba kayang iba? So, you know, we search backward to the records and then we talk with ethnography din tayo sa mga katutubo. I'm sure din na meron din siya, but to what extent, ano yung gamit doon sa context nila, sa lipunan nila, and how it affects also yung daily life. What is happening to that knowledge, paano siya nagbabago in view of the fact that mas lalo pang, how do you put it, hindi naman siya bounded yung kultura, but there's always interaction going on. The other cultures around them. What happens to that kind of knowledge? How is it evolving?
Niya,
how is it changing?
Ganon.
Which parts are set aside and which parts keep on evolving? Yun ang magandang pag-aralan.
Sayang wala na si Dr. Ambrosio. Sana naipagpatuloy yan. Pero sana may magpatuloy ng ganitong pag-aaral. Kasi palagi ko meron tayong makikitang function nitong mga baka naman yun ang mas dapat nating basahin, di ba? Nang maseryoso naman natin yung ganitong uri ng kaalaman.
Yun na po na point out din ng father ko. Ang unang gamit po nito talaga is really for agriculture.
Yes.
And for, in this case din naman, sa subsistence economy, fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure then that there would be meron din mga similar or parallel na elaborated systems dito eh for sa paggamit din ito.
Paano kaya natin marirecuperate itong mga knowledges na to?
Well, malaking bagay din po yung ating responsibility as an academic community. Mm-hmm. You know? We have to go out into the field and track this down. Pero yung isa din po, yung ating ethical responsibility, pag nailabas din po natin ito, hindi lang siya na magiging exotic na alam-alamang. Pero ma-demonstrate din natin sa mga kababayan natin, mga kapwa natin, katutubo, na ang kaalaman din nila ay may gamit, may silbi. At meron din silang pakinabang
yun
dito. So yung ethical side din po nito, what will they benefit from our study? It has to be this way po eh. And you know, for me at least, I could think of several practical applications din po.
Halimbawa, a power,
well, among other things din, you could correlate this with what we already know in what astronomers are currently using. And some of this knowledge, you know, kalat-kalat din to in different ethnographies. Put it all together. Imimatrix niyan or use some similar method to to document or to cut. And you have something helpful at least for weather forecasting at the ground, on the ground at least, at the ground level.
Right.
Well, we have some generalizations din po kasi na animal behavior changes kapag lilindol. So yung mga ibang ganyang klaseng kaalaman could possibly be matrixed and studied in greater detail. And it may or may not have, but hopefully it could have a direct impact upon DRRM practices.
Yes,
Kasi sabi na din, we look at indigenous knowledge DRRM practices. Here's something interesting din po. Nag-attend po ako, talagang medyo naiba din to.
Okay.
Tignan nyo po yung connection din to na nakita ko doon. Naalala ko lang po ngayon. Nag-attend ako ng isang talk ng Archaeological Studies Program. Yung kanilang brown bag lunch. And yung presenter at the time was talking about yung cycle of disastrous events na nangyayari. Very interesting. He correlated information from different sectors. One was, of course, archaeological. Kasi doon sa paghuhukay nila sa mga historically documented communities, you found evidence of a disastrous event. Storm surge, tsaka ano, tremendous massive force na typhoon.
Changes in the soil layers.
Yes, the soil layers, and then of course yung impact upon the artifacts doon sa community. Then yung napansin din nila, yung mga na-recovered na what we call, what are known in our discipline as ecofacts, that is yung fossilized animal and plant matter. Katulad yung mga tree trunks. Pag na-cross-section yan, there is a significant difference doon sa, di ba may rings po yan? Yung sa trunk. May significant difference ang rings doon during this particular season, this particular year na may ano, bagyo. Then binactrack ulit doon, kinorelate din with astronomical observations. Yung changes din sa weather pattern, solar frame. And you come up with this more or less a pattern that says roughly 100 or so years their conditions are ripe for a massive change sa bagyo. Which also correlates with what had been going on research elsewhere with PAGASA and Project NOAA.
Yes.
Very interesting. So, isipin nyo dito, yung, we take this indigenous knowledge, correlate din natin with other kinds of knowledge we have. What would be, what sorts of interesting insights do we come up with when we look at this knowledge, not as pseudoscience? Itong indigenous, katutubo natin, yung, not as the pseudoscience or something strictly cultural, but the result of accumulated wisdom ng empirical observations and run it through another lens. What could we possibly find out? Kung itong isa nga din eh, may cyclical pala ang mga ganitong klaseng matitinding bagyo. Then how much more pa kaya, no? Yung iba. May parallel po yan in Japan, for instance. May parallel po eh sa Japan, for instance, where in, di ba, na alam po natin yung familiar tayo sa nangyari sa Fukushima. And yet, what people have not also noticed is that in the hillside, behind the town, marami palang wooden markers doon. Wooden and stone markers on the hillside. hindi napapansin ng mga tao, but actually, historically speaking, yan yung height level ng inabot ng mga tsunami.
Mm. Nung mga nakaraang
pagkakataon. And then there were markers indicating the year na nangyari yon. So you translate from the old Japanese calendar which followed the dynasty correlated to the Gregorian calendar.
Uh-oh.
And you had here a set of observations about when the tsunami had come in. And Fukushima was just about below the level of most
of
those markers.
So there was regularity.
Yes.
You could see the regularity na-track mo na lahat yung mga
pecha. So that was one very clear example na kung naitignan lang maigi yung historical root nito at yung folk knowledge nun, they should have probably built the nuclear reactor and the town elsewhere.
Ako.
Or on a higher level.
Sandali lang, Professor Hokano. May naisip tuloy ako.
Hindi
naman kaya sabihin ng mga kumokontra sa the science daw behind climate change na.
Uh-huh.
Hindi kaya sabihin naman, kita nyo na, yun ng pagbabago ng klima natin, parte na ng
normal
cycle. Parte na ng normal cycle ng ating planeta.
Well, ang problem din po natin with that is yung current practices natin with the environment have been so disruptive that even yung present cycles are also changing.
Ayun. Yes. Oh.
And yet, yung value pa rin ng indigenous knowledge for this use ng yung cyclical predictions still remains. What we need to push then is a greater depth, gathering more of this information, running it through a different lens, trying to look for connections with other fields and see what we come up with.
Ang layo ng narating ng ating usapan. Kung saan-saan tayo nakarating. Nag-umpisa lang tayo sa astrology, no? Which is, of course, something that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Aminin! Nang sa ating maraming interesado sa ganitong mga topic. Yun nga yung napagkasunduan namin ni Faith, yung ating producer, no? Na sige, mag-start tayo ng year sa astrology kasi yan talaga inaabangan ng mga tao, no? So but this has been a very interesting conversation with you, Professor Hokano, and maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat din po
sa pagsama sa amin sa diskusyon to. Nako, baka sa sa Chinese New Year iimbitahan ka uli. No?
Pwede
at nakakatuwa kasi pag-usapan nitong mga bagay na to. Gusto namin magpasalamat ni Gian sa iyong pagsama sa aming palatuntunan tungkol sa astrology, na kung saan napunta ng ating pag-uusap ng mga related topics, no, which is always very, very interesting. Sa pagbabalik po ng Bagong Gising ay makakasama natin ang UPCOM Research Department na mga kasamahan natin dyan para sa programang trending na sa ngayon. Baka gusto mong mag-goodbye sa ating mga tagapakinig. No?
Okay, maraming salamat at pagbati ulit sa UP community. Tandaan nyo po ha, yung astrological sign po ninyo ay wala pong kinalaman sa units na makukuha nyo sa CRS.
Okay. Sige po. Thank you again, Professor Hokano.
Maraming salamat
po. Magbabalik po ang ating palatuntunang Bagong Gising. Makaraan ang ilang paalala.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 16.